Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com. The writing is on the wall. That's what one Democrat has now said in lieu of the fact that Democrats seem to understand that there's going to be massive losses for them in the midterm elections if things keep moving the way they are with the economy. They also are realizing now they have a real problem with the Hunter Biden, Joe Biden story, and it's going to be affecting Democrats on Election Day. So now they've gone back to their what can we do while we still have control of the House, Senate, and the White House to take away more of American rights before we don't have the chance to do it. And voila, out of nowhere, Democrats in the House have decided to, quote, move forward on a new assault weapons ban. What is in the assault weapons ban? Apparently, they are going to target at least 45 specific, quote, AR-style rifles. That's right, the House Judiciary Committee has just announced that they will be moving on an assault weapons ban bill that targets at least 45 specific AR-15 rifles and approximately 30 specific AK-47s. Now, this is happening right after they just passed this legislation where Republicans went with them. This welcome to the slippery slope. I told you this was going to happen, where Republicans were bamboozled into supporting taking away your Second Amendment rights. We saw people like John Cornyn from Texas work with the Democrats to get this you know, quote, public safety, gun safety bill passed, not gun control. And they said, all right, well, we're done. We had a compromise. We're good. We can all move on, right? That's what they said. No, they didn't stop. They weren't going to stop. And they will never stop until they take away all of your ability, your right to bear arms. That's what everybody here should clearly understand. That's what you should know. They are never going to stop. They are always going to do this. Until there is not a single legal gun on the streets, because there will always be illegal guns, right? You need to understand that there will always be illegal guns. And until, keyword until, all the legal guns are taken off the streets, they will not stop. All right, quickly, I also want to say thank you to our sponsor. Without them, this podcast wouldn't exist. And Legacy Precious Metals is wanting to help you diversify your financial portfolio. If you've been freaking out over what's happening with your IRA, with your 401k, with your investments on Wall Street, the question is, did you invest in gold or silver? Did you diversify your investments so that there is a hedge with your portfolio for inflation? Well, that's exactly what gold and silver has done for so many. It is a hedge to protect when it comes to inflation. Right now is actually a great time for you to protect your investments with gold and silver. No, you didn't miss the opportunity. No, it's not too late. So call and get the investor's guide from the company that not only do I use, but I also trust. Online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. You can also call them and get the investor's guide for free. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218. Also, reminder, make sure you hit that auto download or subscribe button now so that you can get this podcast every day for free. And make sure you share this podcast on social media by hitting that little forward button right now. Now, this legislation will move further than we've seen on any legislation before in recent history. So what is in this legislation and how bad could it get? Well, Democrats are now saying if we know we're going to lose, then why not go ahead and do something on the guns now, because there really isn't any downside. The legislation being proposed by Representative David Sicilian, a Democrat from Rhode Island, is the new, quote, assault weapons bill, H.R. 1808. Sicilian's bill would ban the manufacture and the sale of at least, quote, 45 specific AR-15 rifles, including the Bushmaster ACR, the Bushmaster Carbon 15, the Bushmaster MOE series, the Bushmaster XM-15. You notice they don't like Bushmaster. And the list goes on and on. There's the Colt they've put in there, the Daniel Defense Gun, the Devil Dog Arms Gun, the Diamondback. I mean, there's a lot of them here, and I'm not going to read all of them to you. Now, the bill would also ban the manufacture and sale of all, quote, AR pistols, all of them. So this would be a total ban on AR pistols, and specifically they named 13 that are specifically listed, including the Bushmaster, right, because they've hated that one forever. They've gone after the Jesse James, the Olympic Arms, the list goes on and on. But they would ban all AR, quote, pistols. Now, the report coming out on this bill is what we're being told now will be a fast track. It will be marked up by Wednesday by the House Judiciary Committee. And then the Democratic leadership aides indicate the bill will come up for a floor vote as soon as the last week of July. Now, on January the 13th, you may remember the National Shooting Sports Foundation numbers came out that there were 20 million firearms in private possession, which Democrats have labeled assault weapons. There's 20 million of the guns they want to ban that are currently in possession of Americans right now. Those 20 million were a portion, by the way, of the overall 432 million private guns owned by private people in the United States of America in people's possession right now. The idea that you're going to get the take all the legal guns off the market and all the illegal guns are still going to stay is obviously very clear. But there's a reason why Democrats have decided to do this. I talked to one Democratic congressman yesterday, and we're friends. We're cordial. We've done TV together for a long time. And I just asked him straight up. I said, can you explain to me what the logic is right now with what you guys are pushing and advocating for, things that seem to only be make it worse for you on election day? And he said many Democrats that know they're going to lose or are not running for reelection have decided this is their moment to give basically the middle finger, right? To give that middle finger to everybody that's kicking them out of office. Now, in translation, what that means, and I think this is also a extremely important and significant point that needs to be made, is you're saying, I am not acting on the best interest, right? I'm not acting on the interests of my constituents. I'm not doing what my constituents want me to do. That's what they're saying here. They've gone rogue. You're supposed to go to Congress and you're supposed to represent the people. I go back to the John Cornyn scenario here in Texas because he's a conservative Republican, former Tea Party guy who clearly went rogue from the state and what his constituents were asking him to do. How do we know this? Well, it's obvious based on the polls in Texas, not just the polls, so you understand, but also another aspect of this. All right. And the second part of this, the second aspect of this is that he got booed virtually off the stage at the GOP Republican convention in Texas. He's not representing the people because if he was, they wouldn't be booing him, right? If he was, they wouldn't be in this scenario, right? If they wouldn't be booing him, they wouldn't be yelling at him. They wouldn't be saying your days are numbered in Congress if, you know, because you're not listening to us. But this is part of both sides going rogue at the end. We've seen this with Liz Cheney. Now she wants to sell the score. She wants to make life literally hell for her constituents. She's not listening to her constituents. Mitt Romney's the same way. You know, when you're done with office, Adam Kinzinger, another example. You're supposed to represent the people. And what they've done is they basically said, all right, well, you guys aren't going to let me do what I want to do instead of me representing you. And so now I'm going to stick it to you, right? I'm going to make it hurt. I'm going to come after you in such a way that you will never forget me since you are not supporting me. That's what this is. Another way of putting it is, well, let's just call it what it is, revenge, right? This is an issue of revenge. That's all it is. And now we see it. And it's very clear that they're not going to focus on the other issues that are major issues right now. That's not what they want to do. They're not going to focus on the open border. They're not going to focus on illegal immigrant raping a 10-year-old little girl. They're not going to focus on the DEA agent seizing the largest drug bust in the history of California with a record 1 million fentanyl-laced pills in California. They're not going to talk about that or worry about that. No. Instead, they're going to go after law-abiding citizens' Second Amendment rights. And I do believe, by the way, there's a chance that this is going to happen because there's enough Democrats now that I think realize they're going to lose this coming election, so they're going to want to go rogue. The same way that they've gone rogue on the Supreme Court and tried to undermine that, the same way that they're not listening to the American people on COVID restrictions, and now they're talking about Dr. Fauci's out saying, time to wear the mask again. LA is about to do mask mandates again, we're being told. All of a sudden, right before the election, what comes back? COVID. Yeah. What comes back? COVID. Now here we are. COVID's back. You need to put that mask on. Fauci's on all the TV channels this morning talking about the masking, talking about how you need to wear these masks, talking about how important it is to protect your fellow man, telling you that if you haven't gotten a booster this year and you're fully vaccinated, even if you're boosted last year, it's time for you to get boosted again. And if you don't, otherwise things are going to get really bad. So we're back to all that now. Now let's talk for just a moment about the DEA agents who just seized a record 1 million fentanyl-laced pills in California. The United States Drug Enforcement Administration announced the record-breaking seizure, meaning this is the worst it's ever been, of 1 million fake pills laced with fentanyl in Inglewood, California on Thursday. DEA agents executed a federal search warrant, which resulted in the seizure of 1 million fentanyl pills. The fentanyl-laced pills were linked to Mexico's Sinaloa cartel. Agents executed the search warrant after investigating the drug trafficking organization since May. The recent bust is the largest amount of fentanyl pills the DEA agents have ever seized in California or anywhere thus far. The fake fentanyl pills were reportedly worth about $20 million. Now, the Los Angeles announcing the seizure of 1 million fake pills containing fentanyl could have killed countless Americans. You think the Democrats care about that? No. What do they care about? They care about taking away your rights. They care about undermining the Supreme Court. They care about making you put on a mask. And I'm going to play for you, Dr. Fauci, because this is coming, and it's all right before the midterms. Many people are having primaries and that are happening right now. Early voting's happening, and all of a sudden, here we come back with another case of, hey, put your mask on. We're going to have mandates. Get ready for lockdown. Schools are about to come back. All of that. They're now bringing back right before the election.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo! Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them.
And then you get into it,
as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, an all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk CHOQ are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer. Subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben. All right, welcome back. It is the Ben Ferguson Show. So nice to have you with us. As I mentioned a moment ago, right before the elections, we are back with what? Oh, the masking and everything else that comes with it. I want you to take a listen to Dr. Fauci. He goes on New Day. He goes on ABC, NBC, CBS. All of a sudden, this guy that we've kind of forgotten about for a month or two is back in full force telling you Americans, well, you're in big trouble. Listen.
Should people be masking indoors again, given the extra infectious nature of this new variant?
Well, as the CDC makes it very clear, depending upon the density of infection and the dynamics of infection in the place where you live, and you see, if you look at the map, where just a couple of months ago it was a lot of green and some yellow, now we're seeing a fair amount of orange, which means you really should, in an indoor setting, a congregate setting, be wearing masks. It's just the appropriate thing to do to defend, to protect yourself and your family and those around you, because you could get infected and inadvertently, without any symptoms, transmit it to someone, perhaps in your own household, who's vulnerable, either an elderly person or someone with immune compromise. And that's the reason why, when you're in an area where the infection dynamic is high, you should wear a mask in a congregate indoor setting.
So there it is. Bring back the mask, right? Now, how bad is everything right now? Well, L.A. County has come out, and they're now saying, well, it's time to put the mask back on. They said it's the best way to manage the uncertainty and reduce morbidity and mortality is to remain open to using all the sophisticated tools that we now have. We have our tests, our vaccines, our therapeutics, and the non-pharmaceutical strategies, masking, ventilations, and distancing. Are they going to open the schools in L.A.? Apparently, that's on the table as well. That means that the mask mandate will take effect July the 29th, just in time for the elections. Quote, in order to reverse course, the county would have to drop below the high infection level. And that's unlikely that that will happen before the mandate. So that means that a mandate will be back in effect by July the 29th. The impending decision, quote, will automatically go into effect if the county's rate of daily COVID positive patients admitted to area hospitals stays at or above 10 per 100,000 residents, which is the threshold for the CDC's high category. Now, earlier this week, LA County was seeing a hospitalization rate of 8.8 residents per 100,000, which is categorized as medium level. The number of infections and hospital visits has steadily increased since the middle of May. Now, if the mandate does indeed take effect, it would then expire 2 weeks later. They said, but the numbers would have to return to the medium rating. I mean, this is just perfect timing, isn't it, for everything here? Welcome back to school, kids. You're going to go from home. We got a crisis. We're going to have to start doing lockdowns. We're going to have to start doing all of these other things. It is so important that we do all of these things, right? Like, it is important. And let's get Dr. Fauci back out there, because we got to do this. Now, if you don't think that this is a globalist thing, you're wrong, okay? A Canadian court has just ruled, and this is in Canada, that it was, quote, legal to deny an unvaccinated person a organ transplant. And we've seen this happening in this country as well, where certain people are saying you shouldn't get organs if you're unvaccinated. We've seen people that have been dropped off the list for lung transfers because they wouldn't get vaccinated. And a judge in the Canadian province of Alberta, Canada, has ruled that a woman did not have her rights violated when she was denied an organ transplant, in other words, denied life-saving medical care, due to not being vaccinated against the Wuhan coronavirus. The Court of Queen's Bench ruled that the woman, the Alberta woman, Annette Lewis had not had her fundamental character of rights and freedoms rights violated by being denied an organ transplant over her vaccination status. According to the justice, the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms has no bearing on the treatment decisions of doctors for organ transplants, quote, despite the transplant being diagnosed by medical professionals as the only way for Ms. Lewis to survive a progressive disease she suffers from. So we now live in a world where doctors can give you what it would be, I think, clearly would refer to as a death sentence, unless you get a vaccine. Now, there are people that say, look, this is stupid. If you're this woman, just go get the vaccine. If that's your initial response, you're missing the point. You should never be denied life-saving care because you decide not to get a vaccine. Like, that's just insane. A vaccine that we don't know a lot about, right? A vaccine which has a lot of red flags involved with it. And I have been vaccinated. I've said that. My dad almost died. I'm alive. He's alive, thank goodness. He went to the hospital, was on oxygen for months afterwards. I have asthma, and I made a decision to get the vaccine. Now, I'm not getting boosted for the rest of my life either. But I made a decision based on his DNA, based on what happened to him, and based on him almost losing his life. But I shouldn't be denied a kidney or a liver or a lung transplant or any type of transplant because I'm not going to get a vaccine, right? A vaccine that we don't know anything about, really, at this point. I mean, we don't. We have no long-term data on this vaccine. We have no idea. And there will be side effects. I'm not an idiot. There is going to be a report that comes out one day that you're going to go, oh, crap. Like, it's going to happen. Now, I don't know what that, oh, crap, how big that's going to be. But I guarantee you, there will be something that comes out on this vaccine. Mark my word, the people that got vaccinated are not going to be happy with at some point. It may be a year from now. Hell, it might be 5 years from now, but it will happen. Watch, it will happen. Now, doctors diagnosed Lewis with her disease back in 2018. And in 2020, they urged her to receive various vaccinations, which she agreed to. However, she did not agree to receive the Wuhan coronavirus vaccine and was told without the vaccine, she would not receive her potentially life-saving transplant. Taking this vaccine offends my conscience, Lewis said on a sworn affidavit and added, I ought to have the choice about what goes into my body, and a life-saving treatment cannot be denied to me because I choose not to take an experimental treatment for a condition, COVID-19, which I do not have and which I may never have, quote unquote. She's absolutely right. But this is going back to what I said was going to happen. They're going to come after you, and they're going to come after your kids, and they're going to come after every part of your life, which they have done. They want to run your business, tell you how to run your business, tell you what you can and can't do, what you can and cannot say. There is nothing right now that they don't want to control in your life. How do I know this? Well, let's go back to the kids for a moment. We already have on the record now fights in America in the court systems over vaccines and parents. In fact, a Canadian father lost custody of his children over vaccination status. Another Canadian judge, and this, I'm telling you, what's happening in Canada right now, right? They've taken away your right to protect and defend yourself. They've turned their truckers into domestic terrorists. Don't forget that, right? They have taken away private property, seized bank accounts, and they banned plastic straws. I kid you not. This is welcome to Canada right now. Like, this is what's happening in Canada. And now they've decided, yeah, if you don't do what we tell you to do on vaccines with your kids, we'll just take away your kids, your right to have the children. A Canadian judge suspended an unvaccinated father's custody of his three children, ruling that he posed a health threat to his immunocompromised daughter. The Court of Queen's Bench decision was issued Monday, in which they stated it was with a heavy heart she prohibited the father to have in-person access to his three children, but noted she allowed him generous time to parent his children via phone or video. Yes, because that's the same thing. She said the man's vaccination status bears consequences for him and his family, adding that the children must be given their best possible chance of evading infection from COVID-19. The judge further ruled the children's mother could vaccinate them without the father's consent. So stick it to the ex-husband, right? According to the mother's attorney, the children have already received a dose of the vaccine. The parents, who are not identified in the decision, separated in 2019 after being together for 10 years. Over the past 3 years, they have alternated custody on a weekly basis, according to the Canadian press. The father has since entered a new relationship with a partner who is not vaccinated. And the judge stated that the mother learned of their vaccination status last July. They said, therefore, because of their immunocompromised, middle child suffers from non-cancerous tumors in her blood vessels, according to the CBC. One of the children, once the children were eligible to be vaccinated, the father said, no, I'm not going to sign those consent forms. So the mother filed a motion in the court, and the mother won, and now the dad has his parenting time only through video, not in person, and he doesn't get his kids every other week. If you don't think they're trying to strip away every single right that you have as a human being, you're not paying attention. Because they're not stopping, folks. In fact, now that they realize the writing is on the wall for the midterms and that they're going to have probably massive losses in the House and Senate, they're doubling down. They're coming after your rights again. They're going to try to put the mask back on you. They're going to cancel schools again. Oh, and they're going to try to take away your guns. They're doing basically everything Canada's already done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here already.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god,
you were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young kids and
so self-involved
egomaniacs, yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them, as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer. Subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben. The question that we all need to be asking ourselves right now is, what is the move going to be to get us to comply with all of this, right? With, I mean, this is a lot of different issues, right? They're, we know they're weakening us by giving us a bad economy. We know they're trying to distract us from the Hunter and Joe Biden corruption. We know that the president's clearly incompetent, incapacitated, but the family's going to keep propping him up like a dead man until they can and squeeze every dollar out of this Biden crime family they can get their hands on, because once he's gone or resigns, they know the game is up. And then you got the midterms coming. They know they're going to lose. The question is, by how much? How much are they going to lose by? And they know that, right? That's part of this equation. That's why they're coming after your guns. But this ultimately all comes back down to one thing. You can control people by fear. And that's exactly why Dr. Fauci, again, I mean, perfect timing. We all predicted this, that we're conservative commentators like myself. We've been predicting this, that guess when COVID and the masks are going to come back. And what did I say? And be like, oh, Ben, you're so cynical. Right? What did we say? We said, when is it going to come back? And we told you it was going to come back. We told you it was going to come back right before what? The midterm elections. That's what we told you. And that is exactly what has happened. Right? It is come back, right before the midterm elections. On schedule, on cue. But you got to get people to buy into it. And that's where Dr. Fauci comes in. You need to be afraid of this new sub-variant on the rise, and this vaccine effectiveness, by the way, has disappeared. Listen to how bad the vaccine is. This is Fauci in his own words. Listen, he's telling you how bad it is. Therefore, you need to go get another booster.
You said this new variant increases likelihood of reinfection for people who have had it. How quickly can you be reinfected?
Well, you know, it really varies, John. I mean, usually immediately after you've been infected, within a period of weeks to a month or so, you're pretty much protected because of the immune response. Some people, and they're outliers, have been documented to be infected weeks to a month after the initial infection, but most of the time the protection lasts for a few months. But if somebody was infected several months ago, particularly if they...
Hold on. The protection lasts for a few months. Okay. So if it's only a few months, how often are now you going to tell me to get boosted? Which is another vaccine. They act like the boost is like somehow not as bad as the first two. It's basically the same thing. Right? I mean, the idea that this boost is somehow like different, it's not. So how often are you want me to do this? Is every week? Is every other week? Is every month? Right? Is every couple of months? Is it two times a year? Three times a year? I mean, what is it? What is the number? Like, how often is this going to happen? How often does this need to happen? And he's even saying, well, even a week or two after you get COVID, you can get it again in some cases, but usually it's a month after or so. So you just get boosted. You understand this is all fear. We manage you and control you by fear. We tell you that you're going to die unless you listen to us.
We're infected with Omicron. The protection that's given to you against BA5 wanes and diminishes pretty rapidly over a period of several months.
If you haven't received a shot this year a booster or your second vaccine dose? If you have not received a shot in 2022, how much has your immunity waned?
Considerably. I mean, when you the thing that is important to note is that immunity against infection wanes pretty quickly, and it goes way, way down. What we've been fortunate is...
So I'm a little confused on the history now, Dr. Fauci, and you should be too. You're basically telling me every reason why I shouldn't get a booster while telling me that I need to get the booster to save my life. This is why no one listens to Fauci when he talks anymore that has a brain. I don't listen to him. This is exactly why I've said several times now, it's time to get rid of Dr. Fauci, not because I hate him, but because he's completely ineffective in a job that was supposed to be non-political. He is as political as it gets. This guy's more polarizing than Donald Trump, and it's okay for Donald Trump to be polarizing because he's supposed to be. He's a politician. You pick sides in politics. But he's supposed to be non-political. He's supposed to be apolitical. He's supposed to be an individual that no one, right, like has a political opinion of. He's supposed to be a doctor that comes into the room and talks to you about medicine. And that you're supposed to be able to respect while he's doing that. That's all gone. And so now maybe he is telling me something that's legitimate. How would I know, and why would I ever trust him? Months ago, I said the president has an obligation to put somebody in this position who is apolitical, who's not making political conversations, debates, fighting with Donald Trump and writing books and undermining Trump and attacking conservatives and Rand Paul and others. By the way, and a guy who refuses to ever admit that he got anything wrong with COVID. And if he did, he'd have more credibility with me. But he's a psycho, power-hungry person who's obsessed with being famous. Dr. Fauci walks around, and he is a god to the left now. He walks around in Washington, D.C., and he is a god to the left. They love him. They're obsessed with him. They think he's the greatest thing ever. He's a rock star. But I'm not going to take his medical advice at this point. When you're telling me that you have a diminished immunity if you're not boosted this year, so therefore go get the boosting, but then that boosting may not be very good for very long.
Is that the immunity against severe disease leading to hospitalization and unfortunately death in some cases tends to hold reasonably well, but it's slipping where it was up to 90, 80, then it goes down to 70, 75, 65, and 50. Then you're really in a situation where you really do need a boost. And we know when you get out 6-7 months or so, we're now in July, we're in the 7th month of the year, most people who have not received a booster this year have a diminished immunity.
Should people be masking indoors again, given...
I had to play that again. Right out of that and all that, should people be masking indoors, right? Well, of course they should be, because we're coming back for total power. MSNBC. Main headline, Dr. Fauci said it five different times. He said this.
Everybody wants to put this pandemic behind us and feel and hope that it doesn't exist. It does.
It does. Right? We all want to put it behind us, but we can't. So don't act like we can. And we got a midterm election coming up. Oh, and there's another thing, by the way, that you should be really worried about. I forgot. We got another problem, and now Fauci is actually frustrated with his current boss, the Biden administration. So if there's anything that Biden's or that Fauci is consistent on, it's ripping on his bosses. He's now ripping on Biden. He was ripping on Trump. This guy's you want to talk about a narcissist? Dr. Fauci, this is the guy that lied to Congress on gain-of-function research. He lied about Wuhan. He's protected and defended all these shady people that came up with the coronavirus in the first place. He's the one that trusted the Chinese and has all this money going to China and the Wuhan Institute of Virology and was doing gain-of-function research, and your tax dollars are going for it. And he says it never happened, even though we have the paper trail to prove that it happened. But now he's mad at the Biden administration over monkeypox. So if COVID doesn't work, we got something else for you. The demand for monkeypox vaccine outpaces supply. Well, I couldn't see that coming with the government being involved, right? As cases are quickly growing, and now this is your new warning. that monkeypox vaccine is coming and you're going to need it, but you can't find it. So then you're going to really want it.
You know, a population overall, right, beyond, as you say, currently gay men who are highly vulnerable in terms of just, you know, not having any protection against this. So to just to ask the question of how it's spreading. More than 1,000 confirmed cases right now, 41 states around the world. It's now in 65 countries. So that has been spread that has never before happened with monkeypox, and yet it is, and it keeps spreading. Has it mutated? Has it changed how it's spreading?
Well, no. What I believe has happened is that we had this mostly confined to countries in which it was endemic in Central and Western Africa. And there has been an increase in cases there. What was happening is that historically, this was not a problem because decades ago, virtually everybody was vaccinated against smallpox.
Right.
But after 1977, 1980, when we stopped vaccinating people, all of a sudden, one became vulnerable to a virus that was quite related to that. What we're seeing now is something very unusual. These are non-endemic cases, and you're talking about 11,000 throughout the world. The 1,000 in the United States is probably an undercount, Aaron.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why now that we have testing that's online with commercial enterprises, LabCorp, Quest, Aegis, the networks from the CDC, as well as Mayo Clinic, we should be and will be testing literally 10 times the amount of people that we were testing prior, because we believe that the prevalence of this in the community is greater, which is all the more reason to get a broader group of people vaccinated.
So there you go. Demand for monkeypox vaccine outpacing supply. We're going to start testing for that, and everybody's going to have monkeypox pretty soon. I don't mean to sound cynical, but is there any other way to really look at this? Is there any way to is there any other way to look at this? I don't think there is. I really don't. They're bringing all this back. Get ready for monkeypox. Get the vaccine. You're going to desperately want a vaccine for monkeypox. Like, it's going to be bad, folks. Right? It's going to be really bad. You don't realize how bad it's going to be, but it's going to be bad. It's going to be awful. You don't realize how awful it is, but it's going to be awful. So you better get in line. You better listen to us. I'm Dr. Fauci. Got a midterms coming up. Just thought I'd let you know. We'll fearmonger the crap out of you. Take away your rights. Take away more of your ability to make your own medical decisions. Oh, and if you're in Canada, yeah, we won't even let you have transplants unless you take the vaccines that we demand that you take. This is all being done by design. And it's all being done to take over your life. And you better start standing up. And we better make sure that in the midterms we elect the right people. Don't get bamboozled, okay? Just because someone says, oh, I'm a Republican. Oh, I'm a real conservative. Oh, I'm MAGA. Right? Like, don't let that work, okay? Don't, whatever you do, don't let that work. Don't be bamboozled by these people. All right, make sure you share a podcast, like our podcast, and hit that auto download or subscribe button on our podcast so you get it every day for free. Thank you for listening and writing a review, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly. Uh-huh. Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. And disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.